Medications, tests, they have an expiration date because that's the time period that the pharmaceutical companies or the manufacturers know with certainty that the tests and the devices will work through that time. It doesn't necessarily mean if the test is, gone past expiration date by a week or 2 weeks that it doesn't work effectively. Just it can't be insured. So people have to use, good judgment. If your tests have been expired and it's been several months, they may not be reliable. So when you go ahead and take a test and it shows a negative test, it could be that the test is no longer valid. So I think it's important for people to go ahead and do that spring cleaning. Realize a lot of folks have or been ordering tests for some time and they have been racking up in their medicine closets or elsewhere in the home. And if they've gone past their expiration date, it's a good idea not to use them.
The FDA did extend the expiration on some of them. So I guess that's probably a good thing to check as well, because it might have a date, but I learned that it's not necessarily, like you just mentioned, means the test is actually expired.
Right. Again, I think as they get more data, they can look at the efficacy of those tests beyond a certain time period. And, it's a judgment call, right? So when we're using the medical device such as a test, and it, let's say, has an expiration date of May 1, it doesn't mean that May 2, the test is absolutely useless, right? So if someone has symptoms and they're concerned and they have a test that reached that is just around the expiration date, it's probably going to be okay. But if it's been sitting in your closet for over a year, if it's been exposed to high temperatures or low temperatures in the garage, then those tests will not be as reliable. So it's always a good idea to check the expiration dates because you're right. The FDA has extended those expiration dates at time for specific batches of tests, not all. And it might be a good idea to go ahead on the FDA website to just double check to see if the batch that you have at home has an extended shelf life.
Should we be keeping some of these at-home tests on hand? Because we are not finished with this. Even though the emergency declaration is coming to a close and our attitudes have changed, COVID is not going away.
You raise a great point. We do know that right now our transmission levels in their community are one of the lowest in the year. COVID is beginning to pick up somewhat of a seasonal pattern like the flu, but it's not zero. So individuals are still getting exposed to COVID, and it's important to have some supplies and stock at hand. And, we want to make sure that the stock has not passed the expiration date. For those who are at higher risk or who may be going into healthcare centers, interacting with elderly folks who have immune compromised conditions, they may want to go ahead and order some additional tests. They're still available through the federal website at covidtest.gov and get an order before the federal public health emergency expires.